This is Tripod, New Orleans at 300. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levenson. It's a Sunday afternoon. The sun's out, you've already gone to church, and you're not sure what to do next. Then you find out the ferry to cross the river to Algiers is running at half rate on account of a sporting event, a fight between a bull and a grizzly bear.
This is something that they would bet on, and they would go and drink, and they would bet on these sort of gruesome animal sports. It's dark in a certain way.
I'm sitting with Joseph Makos, among his impressive personal archives of New Orleans history. We're going through old newspaper ads from the mid-19th century that plug all different kinds of fights between all different kinds of animals.
Okay, so this is all my research.
Things like dog fights and cock fights are illegal in this country today, but still happen underground. So you can imagine pre-PETA, 150 years ago, things were way worse. Joseph reads an ad from the Picayune dated 1840.
Great fight between some French dogs, a bear, an ass, and a bull. Admittance, $1, children half price.
So these were family affairs. And that's the kind of detail Joseph noticed when he saw these fights recurring as a theme in this era. Here's a mention from a police blotter shortly after that event.
We learned that a fellow went to witness the grand animal combat on Sunday last when, from his stupid appearance, the dogs of the arena set upon him. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? That, like, some guy was just, like, walking through the arena and the dogs attacked him.
That is literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's your worst.
It's true. And this is just one of hundreds of details Joseph can cite from his collection, which is meticulously organized in his letterpress studio on St. Claude Avenue. From his archives, he pulls out this old card he found from a 1950s bubblegum box.
It says in the back of the card, New Orleans Bullfight. In the 1850s, bullfighters performed in a New Orleans amphitheater. I found this card and kind of thought, really? Were there really bullfights in New Orleans? And that led me kind of down this path of researching it more.
The bull and bear fights actually started with traditional bullfighting, matador and all, brought by Latin American immigrants. Sports were a good common ground for immigrants in this port city. And there was one head honcho behind many of these fights with a name that was born to be El Jefe, Jose Pepe Juja.
Pepe is a whole piece in and of himself, really.
Joseph says this as a smile stretches across his face. Let's go down this Pepe hole with him for a second. It's too good.
Pepe is this master swordsman, dueler, tradesman, bouncer. He was a cabin boy for a ship captain. He was born in the Canary Islands and ends up in New Orleans.
Legend has it that Pepe settled all his disputes via dueling. And, well, never lost. Of his various business pursuits, Pepe purchased St. Vincent de Paul Cemetery, the one that still exists in the Ninth Ward. People say that's where Pepe buried all of his dueling victims.
I mean, he seemed like a businessman, and I don't know really what his business really was, so...
His business was being a boss.
Yeah, being a boss, basically, yeah.
And what really got Pepe counting paper was taking traditional bullfighting and turning it into full-blown animal combat. His name appears all over the Picayune ads.
This is May 4th, 1854. A bullfight between a ferocious bull and a number of dogs will take place on Sunday next at 4 o'clock p.m. on the other side of the river at Algiers, opposite Canal Street. Amateurs bringing dogs to participate in the fight will be admitted gratis. The spectacle will be repeated every Sunday, weather permitting. Pepe Juja. So this was a thing.
You're listening to Tripod, New Orleans at 300. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levenson. These newspaper clippings boast Algiers as headquarters for both the traditional matador bullfights and the bull versus other animal battles. They got pushed across the river from other neighborhoods. Animal fights used to take place in locations like Congo Square and Washington Square between Frenchman and Elysian Fields. But Hans Rasmussen, a librarian at LSU, says that people had split opinions about these fights, so the sport got punted out of the city center.
I think promoters were looking for locations that were, to put it kindly, kind of run down, that would tolerate animal fighting. Algiers, Gretna. These were areas that were not particularly very affluent. They also had a fairly good immigrant population. So these were areas that would tolerate these kinds of events, but also provide a possible customer base.
So the seedy sport found its seedy home, and everyone came out. the rich, the poor, families, and as we know, the kids were half price. Ironically, people felt the fights between animals were more humane than the Spanish-style bull baiting.
Anglo-Americans, even to this day, don't quite understand bullfighting because it just doesn't seem fair for a team of men with weapons to fight a bull. Whereas to Spaniards, they can't comprehend this because bullfighting is a performing art. It's very much a ceremony and a ritual. Americans tended to prefer the bull and bear fights because it was perceived as two animals on equal footing, fighting each other with their natural weapons with no interference.
There were three documented fights between a bull and a bear. Pepe spectacles were such big news that out-of-town papers covered them, including the New York outlet Illustrated News.
Saturday, April 23, 1853, bull and bear fight. A species of cruel Spanish amusements has been allowed to take place recently in New Orleans, which has received the well-merited reprobation of the intelligent press throughout the United States.
The piece goes on to describe the scene. There are two iron cages in the center of the arena, each about 30 feet by 12 feet, caging the bull and grizzly, respectively. Thousands of onlookers poured in and watch as the cages open. The bear enters the bull cell, and the door slides down again with both animals now in the same cage.
The bull, considering the intrusion rather improper for Sunday, commenced pawing and making a low bellow.
They go at it. The bull takes a jab, the bear jabs back. They both get tired and take a break. Men poke them with poles to rile them up again, and they're at each other's throats once more. Okay, time out for a second. Are we all wondering the same thing right now? Where'd they get the bear? Joseph says trapping and selling animals was pretty popular during this time.
You might go up to the Bayou St. John, where City Park is now, and that's an untamed wilderness. So, I don't know, somebody trapped it, and then they had the bizarre idea to fight it against the bull.
He added that some of the bears were actually imported from California and Mexico. Okay, sorry, back to the fight.
The bull extricated himself, and at the bear he went until Bruin sneaked into a corner, out of which he could neither be coaxed, flattered, nor driven. So it kind of ended in a stalemate.
So no one died.
No one died, but you have two wounded animals. You have two gravely wounded animals.
Remember the beginning of the article? It scornfully describes the South. Joseph reads,
"Were it not that our position as journalists requires a portraiture of all that is remarkable in our land, we should be loath to publish any incident so calculated to blight the good name of our sister city."
Burn.
There's a deep criticism of this kind of blood sport and how it's like barbaric, and it's basically like this New York thing criticizing people in New Orleans and the lifestyle down here.
In Hans's words, the news of Pepe Juja's Algiers bullfights up north provoked, quote, howls of disgust from Yankee moralists. This put pressure on politicians to outlaw the sport, which they finally did in December of 1856.
For the first half of the 19th century, there was a conflict between the new American settlers and the French Creoles for control of the city. And by the 1840s, it was pretty evident that the Anglo-Americans were going to run things. So by the 1850s, things like animal fighting and other very traditional customs just sort of fell out of favor.
According to Hans, bullfighting helped different ethnicities find community at a time when American cities were unwelcoming to newcomers. But a more Americanized New Orleans looked down on and eventually squashed this Latin-rooted sport. Still, let it be known, bullfighting did live down here, thanks to old Jefe Pepe. And as Joseph Mako said, it was a thing. Tripod is a production of WWNO New Orleans Public Radio in collaboration with the Historic New Orleans Collection and the University of New Orleans Midlow Center for New Orleans Studies. Special thanks to Evan Christopher for the opening theme music. Catch Tripod on the air Thursdays during Morning Edition and again on Mondays during All Things Considered. To hear this episode of Tripod again, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and write a review. It helps other people find us. You can also go to WWNO.org where you can see some of the newspaper clippings Joseph Makos read in this story. I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson, and I'll Tripod you later.